Welcome back to the Electrify Podcast, brought to you by the creators of Electrify Expo, North America's largest EV festival coming to a major city near you. Well, here we are. It's a new year and we have a new product. Well, it's not a new product, but it might be new to some of you that are curbing your wheels. They say, curb your wheels. We dare you. I love this. And it's a play on words. Alloy Gator. I got John Haynes, who is USA sales manager, here with me. And we're just going to cut right to the point because, yes, this is Electrify Expo. Yes, those black Tesla wheels. You know, when you go through a narrow drive-through, it sometimes is going to just jump up and bite you. But Alloy Gator bites back because this is all about protection, attrition, keeping your wheels together, and protecting your investment, because your car is an investment, but it's an extension of yourself. So John Haynes, Alloy Gator, what's your quick hit on what your product provides?
It's actually a pretty simple concept. We're about 15 years old, but people hit their wheels all the time. I mean, Starbucks drive-thrus are like, I don't know, everybody goes through them in that tight turn and you hear that scrunching sound. You're like, oh my God, what did I just do? And Tesla wheels, as you mentioned, are very susceptible to being scraped up. So what our product does is it's installed around the outside edge of the wheel and protects that expensive wheel against curb scrapes and damage. Comes in a variety of colors, so lots of times people use this just to make the car look better too. But they will protect that expensive wheel so you don't have to do wheel repair or replacement.
And it's great because I, you know, watched the video, educated myself on your product, because I've seen you display both at Electrify Expo, SEMA show. You're out there, you're partnering with people. This is just a great compliment of, again, I would say it's comparable to the UV paint protection, or, you know, the films that people are putting on their cars, or, you know, back in the day, let's call it what it is, car bras. You know what I mean? Like, this is new technology, simple, easy. And again, you can adorn it, like you said, all the colors and everything. I was intrigued also because talking to the EV crowd first, do you have already kind of bang on Alloy Gator rim or wheel protectors already built in for those wheels? Do they come in sizes or do you need to cut to fit?
So Alloy Gator is a trim to fit product. We fit all wheels from 12 inch to 24 inch. So basically about 85 to 90% of the cars on the road can be outfitted with Alloy Gators. And you mentioned the bang on is correct. We're actually an installed product. We actually are hammered on around the edge of the wheel. So we don't stick on with adhesive tapes or clip on with clips. And what that means to the owner of the car is we stay in place. We don't come off on the road and have any kind of issues as far as coming off the car. So once an Alloy Gator is on, it's there. We'll take a curb strike, and we can be scraped up a little bit and cleaned up so they look brand new. But on a major curb strike, let's say you really hit a curb hard, we may be completely destroyed, but the wheel will be protected. And so it's kind of like a coat of armor, you know, for your wheels.
Yeah, it's great. I'm looking at your websites, and you do have, you know, if somebody isn't confident enough to install them themselves, you do have certified installers. Correct. Suppliers. Correct. I mean, you have a whole network of people. Why would somebody need an installer as opposed to install it themselves? I mean, it does seem pretty straightforward. Is it trimming it? Is it what? Why would somebody need that?
It's a fairly straightforward installation, but it does require a couple of specialty tools. You need a floor jack and some jack stands for safety. A lot of people have those in their garage if they work on their own cars, but you need a dead blow hammer, like a 3 or 4 pound dead blow hammer. You can't put these on with like a rubber mallet. There's not enough driving force. And you need a PVC tubing cutter. Our material is a composite nylon. It's very tough and durable, and you just can't cut it with a razor knife or a pair of scissors. It needs a PVC cutter. So if you have those tools, you can do it yourself if you're handy. But a lot of people don't like jacking their car up and letting air out of tires and all that kind of stuff. So you just take it to a shop and have the shop do it for you.
Yeah. And you brought up my next question is, so you do need, as far as the install goes, you do need to deflate your tires a little bit for the product to get in between the tire and the wheel, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And in most cases, the wheels stay on the car and the tires stay on the wheel. It's simply, you know, lifting the car and removing the air pressure. One of the three points that we lock onto the wheels is the pressure between the tire itself and the wheel. So we have to be able to get down in between that spot, and you have to let the air out of the tire to do that.
Looking at the lineup of products, again, between the colors, component packs, some glue. It's pretty straightforward. And that's what I told you right before we hit record. I said, I just want to jump right into it because this is just such a no-brainer, you know, for somebody that has OE wheels on their Tesla. Like I said, those black wheels, you know, if somebody's a bad driver, they go through a narrow drive-through. I'm just going to call it like I see them. And, you know, it's kind of a no-brainer because how much does the product cost? Just right looking at the website. But what are your options here?
Yeah, you're looking at $129 for a set of four gators. You know, typically a shop, you know, installed price, if you take it to a shop to have it done, you're probably looking in that $300 range to $400. It depends on the car and the shop, but you know, less than $100 per wheel to do the protection. And, you know, again, it's a straightforward installation, but it is a technically needed installation. You have to go through the steps and do everything correctly. So if you're not comfortable with that, you know, have a shop do it. But if you work on your own car and use hand tools and stuff, you should be able to do it yourself.
And I'm taking a look here. TÜV approved, Horba Mira certified, 14 different colors. Yep. What does that mean for a vehicle owner?
Well, that's actually very important. I mean, there are a few other copycat companies out on the market that do wheel protection, but we're the only ones that have submitted for TÜV and for Horba Mira. And what that means is TÜV is a German, basically a national inspection system. So if you get a new car in Germany after 3 years, it has to go through an inspection and then every 2 years after that. And they also inspect aftermarket and OEM parts. And so by having a TÜV approval, it means that we are basically OE or better quality standard, and we are approved for the roads in Germany. Horba Mira is a company in the UK that does independent field testing for all kinds of aftermarket parts, software, and machinery, that type of stuff. And that certification basically means, again, that we are a high quality, better than OE or equal to OE certified product. And we're the only wheel protection system that has submitted for these approvals and has received them. So it means basically you got top quality product on your car.
And that's just confidence in any product. Something as, you know, I'm going to call this just a simple item. Like I said, it's kind of a no-brainer. I'm not kind of throwing shade at it. It's something that is you need. And so let me go into this. Are these compatible with aftermarket wheels? I'm wearing a Momo sweatshirt here, and you know, there's many different aftermarket wheels out there. Both, you know, I saw some of the videos, pull them up. I mean, you guys have some great videos and testimonials kind of showcasing what your product is capable of doing. But let's go into, you know, again, included in EV, all vehicles, aftermarket wheels.
Sure. So, I mean, and you made a good point. I mean, we have a YouTube channel called The Gator Garage. If people want to go look at our videos, you can see installations and, you know, curb hitting and all that kind of good stuff. But yeah, we work on aftermarket wheels as well. There are a couple of wheels we're not going to fit on. For example, there are some designs where the spokes of the wheels actually extend past the lip of the wheel. We need a smooth lip all the way around the wheel, so we wouldn't work on those. And some of the cars, they're doing like a stanced look where they're using a stretch fit on the tire. We won't be appropriate for that either because it doesn't provide enough sidewall, you know, gripping between the wheel for us. But about 85 to 90% of all the wheels we're going to fit with no trouble. And that's basically most cars on the road.
Yeah. And by the way,
I was going to say for the Tesla owners, we also fit with the aero covers on too. That we have enough room, so you can run aeros as well as a gator set.
That's a great piece of knowledge there. What are some great testimonials that you've seen or heard of about, you know, alligators holding their investment?
Well, I mean, we have, again, if you go on YouTube or follow our Instagram or Facebook, you know, marketing, we have all kinds of testimonials that come up all the time. And the most recent one was a guy that said that he's put gators on every one of his cars and it saved him thousands of dollars. And, you know, I mean, if you think about it, a wheel repair typically is around $200 to $250 to repair a damaged wheel. And, you know, people hit their wheels all the time. So it only takes, you know, four hits for $1,000. You know, that's quite a bit of savings to have a set of gators on the car.
Yeah, I'm just, again, that dead blow hammer. I work with Snap-on Tools, and they have a great one, by the way. So shout out to my homies at Snap-on Tools. They got all the shot peeing inside the head and all that. My wife has a BMW X6, and she has these big black wheels and very small tires. I will be hitting you up after we hang up this phone. Okay. And some And some of these OE wheels, I mean, just from far as fitments go, a lot of people just love the OE fitment. You know, I come from the tuner world and drifting and motorsports and, you know, like I said, Momo and, you know, just different wheel manufacturers. But I think this is just a really, really smart product, and you could adorn it. You can get, you know, little more flamboyant. I'm seeing pink, I'm seeing bright green, which, you know, on some of these Jeeps, I saw the Jeep or my man who showed at Electrify Expo, he's got a pink, I don't know, what is that car, man? It's just like a bright pink Tesla. So he's got the pink alligators. So it's also not just protection, but it can also be adornment and kind of obviously tuning your car aftermarket.
Right. A lot of people use this that way. They don't really care about the protection, but they want to have a look, right? So a lot of people are doing wraps or caliper painting. And so we are color PPF, and we fit right into that if you just want to do a color brightening up on the car. So black is a very, very popular color for wheels, but the tires themselves are black too. So it kind of becomes a black hole, you know, in the fender line. But by having a trim on the wheel, it kind of looks good, and then, you know, that color will match the car. So we're a visual aid as well.
Yeah, and I'm just looking at, again, just all the colors here. How much horsepower do the alligators add?
Well, I'd love to tell you there's some kind of an increase, but we actually don't affect very much at all. As a matter of fact, we don't even affect the wheel balance. You know, it's a
product, that's a great fact.
On and, you know, it doesn't do anything at all except protect the wheel. So I'd love to give you some extra HP, but not going to happen.
No, I obviously just joking. I like to have a good time on here. Is there anything else that you're kind of looking at? Maybe, any other markets or any partners that you really admire that you're kind of working with? I know you displayed at SEMA show, which is, you know, just, it's a sea of products. Right. Electrify Expo really focuses on all things EV, two wheel, four wheel and fun wheel. Let's call it what it is. And just EV in general, but you know, partnering with somebody, I saw your show display. What's on the horizon for you guys?
Well, I mean, obviously the EV market is a massively growing market, and it's a really great group of people too. I mean, we really enjoy the shows with the EV crowd, but you know, wheels come on all cars, right? So even if it's a gas combustion engine, we fit those too. And there's a lot of people that own EVs that have a gas guzzler in their garage as well. So we fit that market, but also golf carts, believe it or not, there's a big business in customizing golf carts, and we're in that market as well. And then, side-by-sides like the Can-Am Spiders and Polaris Slingshots, you know, we're also in that market too. So, we don't do much with boats, you know, there's not too many.
I mean, there are the railings, you know, but I mean, trailers, I don't know.
If it rolls, we're in the business.
All right, skateboard alligators coming up. Right. Yeah, and you know, just looking again at your Instagram, I really, really enjoyed that. Taking a look, you have some Black Friday deals, the installers, the website. Oh, there's the golf cart. Yeah, I see that. Yeah. And that's more aesthetic, you know. Obviously you got some bigger tires in there. I have some ideas, man. I have some ideas here. And glow in the dark. I think you need glow in the dark. You haven't done that.
No, we have.
You have it?
Yep. As a matter of fact, one of the members of TOSV has it on his car. So,
oh my gosh, I'm super excited about this. Yeah, I'm.
I was just saying, the only thing we can't do is chrome, and you know, that's because, you know, that's an applied surface, and that can crack and come off, and that doesn't meet our quality standards. We've tried it, but chrome is out, and carbon fiber we can't do because that's an applied surface. So any solid color we can do.
Yeah. And John, are you, what Electrify Expos are you attending? Do you know, as of the 2024 season, do you know which ones?
Yeah, we're going to be represented at all of them. Awesome. We'll certainly be at the Long Beach show, Florida show, New York show, in force, you know, but we're going to be showing somewhere at every one of the expos. So
that's great. I think that, maybe there's an opportunity. I don't know. Maybe we could talk to whoever's listening right now, which is probably the big boss, BJ. But have you done installs live at the show? Like, hey, come on in, and we got you dialed.
Well, it's interesting. At the California Tesla takeover last summer, we actually had live installs that we did. We did about 20, 20, 25 installations on site. And that's something we're exploring for Electrify Show. We have to work out the logistics of that as far as, you know, the where and how to do it within their show. But something that we like to do, and people enjoy that too. They come in without gators and go home with alligators. So it's a good thing.
Yeah. That's great. Well, like I said, it's a pretty straightforward product. Don't really need to go too in depth. I mean, anything else that we kind of left out here? I think that the product speaks for itself, but it's kind of just this thing. Like, why didn't I think of that? You know, it's, I don't take offense to this, but I always say, make toilet paper, not toilets. You only need one toilet, but you need a lot of toilet paper. So, yeah. You know, and even during COVID, when there was the toilet paper incident, they sold those, you know, spray thing. So I think this is just such a great, interesting product that I'm definitely intrigued. And like I said, I'm going to talk to you after this when we hang up and get them on my wife's BMW, because it's a perfect application. We're not going to change the wheels. They're oversized, very, you know, low profile tires. So it's right, exposure right. to getting, you know, obviously damaged at drive-thrus or just backing up. I mean, I don't know how myself or my wife would hit anything. There's cameras all over that thing, but accidents do happen, right?
They do. Well, I appreciate it. You know, your comments are well appreciated. That's why we're the number one company in wheel protection systems. And there's nobody even close to us. I mean, if you're going to do wheel protection, you really have to go with alligators, who are the best fit.
Dude, John throwing down for his town. Alligator, check him out on, as you say, Gator Garage on YouTube, Alligator on Instagram. They have multiple different accounts, but Alligator underscore USA, but talking about, you know, all over the world. And, you know, and what's great about this for our international fans, you say German, you know, TUV, you know, in certain countries, you're not allowed to change your wheels. So this is perfect for OE. If you want a little bit of adornment, some aesthetics, a little pop of color, something unique, and of course protecting your investment. So John Haynes, USA, Mr. Sales Director, thank you so much for your time, man. Where are you calling from, by the way?
SoCal.
Oh,
Los Angeles area. Remember, freezing here, it's 38 degrees. So
well, I'm outside because I'm in Southern California too. So I'm actually gonna go golfing right now. I do have a golf cart, but I don't need the alligators on that thing. Okay. It goes pretty slow. It's a 60s one, but well, thank you so much for your time. And again, we'll see you at Electrify Expo in Long Beach. It's going to be a darn good time. So again, check out Electrify Expo. The new 2024 schedule is very thorough. We've added more stops, more fun, more electricity, all puns intended. Thank you so much, Alligator, for being a proud supporter of Electrify Expo, John.
I appreciate the time, Jared. Thank you so much. You have a great day.
Thanks, man. Take care. All right,
bro. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Electrify Podcast, brought to you by the creators of Electrify Expo. Be sure to catch full video episodes on YouTube at Electrify TV and follow along on social media for daily clips and more.